This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The strike by workers at King Soopers continues after negotiations were inconclusive this past weekend. Workers are striking for better pay and safer working conditions. On Sunday, the Teamsters Union agreed not to cross the picket line in support of striking workers. The two sides are set to resume negotiations this afternoon. Boulder County health officials warn there could still be unhealthy air quality near the Marshall Fire burn area. CPR Sam Brash has more.
The county says snow and wet weather are now keeping most ash and dangerous particles on the ground. But if the weather dries out and the wind picks up, air quality could quickly get worse. Health officials say people with respiratory conditions should wear an N95 mask in the burn area. On windy days, everyone should take the same precaution. People returning to homes in or near the fire area should also replace their household air filters and have their air ducts professionally cleaned. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
One of the nation's largest student loan providers will pay more than $35 million in debt relief to 1,300 Coloradans. Navient is accused of predatory student loan practices. The payments are part of a settlement with state attorneys general across the country. School and health officials in Denver are encouraging parents to talk to their children about the possibility of remote learning. Denver Health pediatrician Dr. Steve Federico says children suffered tremendously from not being in school last year.
Make sure they're prepared. Explain to them why it might happen. Make sure they're supported when they're at home. Make sure they're able to connect with their teachers and reassure them that it's likely to be short term.
So far, Denver Public Schools is taking a school-by-school approach. In the first 2 weeks of January, certain grades in about 15 schools each week have gone remote when there have not been enough staff to cover classes because of COVID infections. In Denver and Colorado Springs today, mostly sunny. It turns cloudy tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC.